William Morrow and Harper Audio present Krondor, Tear of the Gods, Book 3 of The Rift War Legacy by Raymond E. Feist, performed by Peter Joyce.
Prologue. Attack. The weather worsened. Dark clouds roiled overhead as angry lightning flashed, piercing the night's blackness on all quarters. The lookout atop the highest mast of the ship, Aishap's Dawn, thought he saw a flicker of movement in the distance and squinted against the murk. He tried to use his hand to shield his eyes as the salt spray and biting cold wind filled them with tears. He blinked them away, and whatever movement he thought he had seen was gone. Night and the threat of storms had forced the lookout to spend a miserable watch aloft, against the unlikely chance the captain had drifted off course. It was hardly possible, considered the lookout, as the captain was a knowledgeable seaman, chosen for his skill at avoiding danger as much as any other quality. And he knew as well as any man how hazardous this passage was. The temple held the cargo's value second to none, and rumours of possible raiders along the Quegan coast had dictated a hazardous tack near Widow's Point, a rocky area best avoided if possible. But Aishap's Dawn was crewed by experienced sailors, who were now closely attentive to the captain's orders, and each was quick to respond, for every man aloft knew that, once upon the rocks at Widow's Point, no ship survived. Each man feared for his own life, that was only natural, but these men were chosen not only for their seamanship, but also for fealty to the temple. And they all knew how precious their cargo was to the temple. In the hold below, 8 monks of the Temple of Aishap in Krondor stood around a most holy artifact, the Tear of the Gods. A jewel of astonishing size, easily as long as a large man's arm and twice as thick, it was illuminated from within by a mystic light. Once every 10 years, a new tear was formed in a hidden monastery in a tiny secret valley in the Grey Tower Mountains. When it was ready and most holy rites completed, a heavily armed caravan transported it to the nearest port in the free cities of Natal. There it was placed upon a ship and carried to Krondor. From there, the tear and an escort of warrior monks, priests and servants would continue on, eventually reaching Salador, to then be taken by ship and transported to the Mother Temple in Rillanon, where it replaced the previous tear as its power waned. The true nature and purpose of the sacred gem was known only to the highest ranking among those serving within the temple, and the sailor, high atop the mainmast, asked no questions. He trusted in the power of the gods, and knew that he served a greater good. And he was being handsomely paid not to ask questions, as much as to stand his watch. But after 2 weeks of battling contrary winds and difficult seas, even the most pious man found the blue-white light which shone every night from below, and the monk's incessant chanting nerve-wracking. The duration of the unseasonable winds and unexpected storms had some of the crew muttering about sorcery and dark magic. The lookout offered a silent prayer of thanks to Killian, goddess of nature and sailors, and then added a short one to Aeortis, whom some said was the true god of the sea, that come dawn they would reach their destination, Krondor. The tear and its escort would quickly leave the city for the east, but the sailor would remain in Krondor with his family. What he was being paid would allow him a long visit home. The sailor, above, thought of his wife and 2 children, and he smiled briefly. His daughter was now old enough to help her mother around the kitchen and with her baby brother, and a third...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?